Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and yes, it is true. There is a new mRNA flu shot, and yes, it is now public. This is major news that we have been warning of for quite some time, to be clear. Of course, we've done many videos on mRNA flu shots, mRNA cancer vaccines, etc. But it just shows the continued push by the Trump administration to not follow along with any of the MAHA promises that were claimed initially during the election. Trump's FDA approves first mRNA-based injection, Mflusiva, against the flu, produced by the pharma giant Moderna. Yes, it is now public. And in this video today, we are going to delve into this flu shot and, of course, hear from some doctors on the issue, which I think is very important. So we'll get into this and more, my friends. Keep in mind, I mean, there is a global agenda to depopulate, to kill, to make sick, to make weak, to make dependent. And we have to fight back against it. So before I get into this, I urge people to check that link in the description for frontierfarm.com. We have that link below. Using code WAM, W-A-M, will get you a bunch of money off on your order. When you go and check out DioxyCare, which is, we are talking about chlorine dioxide here. Something that I think, and people call me out on this all the time, but the evidence is pretty clear. I think it's miraculous what chlorine dioxide does. It has saved my life in the past, and this is the best form of packaging I've ever seen for this. You go to this link, you can get oral care, you can get toothpaste, you can get skincare, veterinary care, you can get nasal care, you can get things for illnesses. If you're sick, you could spray stuff up your nose. Again, very interesting stuff. They even have things for canker sores. I mean, I think that the chlorine dioxide is one of the most amazing, I don't want to say cure-alls, but it helps so many different problems that people have in life when it comes to health. So I urge people to check that link below. Again, use code WAM, W-A-M, and save money on this. Also, make sure to check our link out for rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Save money on your order by using code Josh, J-O-S-H. All these links are in the description below. As always, help support us if you can, and hit that like button if you have not yet already. It helps us with the algorithm. Now, let's get into this. So, as I wrote on exit at World Alt Media, but keep hanging on to that hopium, because people keep saying, well, you know, MAHA is coming to save the day. Yes, of course, RFK Jr., who was confirmed by a pharma-funded house, is totally going to come save the day, as he's telling you to get measles vaccines and, of course, telling you to wear wearable devices that track and trace you everywhere you go, and saying he wants all Americans to have it within the next year. We are talking about the same administration that just pushed for glyphosate to be without any legal boundaries sprayed on your food, which it already has been, but of course now it's just because of the cancer warnings that have come out. They say, no, you don't have to tell anyone about the cancer risk of glyphosate, which is very, very large. And of course, oh, well, are we prosecuting Fauci? Oh, he was in contempt of Congress? Wow, okay, great. Hopium. Where is the actual evidence of any of these people getting facing the real justice? And, oh, let's bring in a new CDC head who is promoting mRNA, saying it's safe and effective. I mean, it's just the same old stuff over and over and over again. They're fast-tracking self-amplifying RNA technology. They're pushing it for spraying the food supply with mRNA. I mean, we've gone over a bunch of these things before, and now the flu shot is indeed out. We have the flu shot now. I mean, if you are going to go and get this, how stupid can you be? I'm more concerned. I'm not. If anyone watching this is going to go get it, I'm not concerned for you. Go and do it. Kill yourself if you want. I don't have control over it. Do not give this to your children. Do not give this to your children. The regular flu shots are bad enough. U.S. FDA approves first mRNA flu shot from Moderna, says CBC. NBC News says FDA approves first mRNA flu shot from Moderna. The vaccine called Mflusiva was approved for older adults. In trials, it was found to be about 27% more effective than a standard flu shot. We're going to learn that this is not the case. And what does effective mean when it comes to flu shots, considering The vast majority of people who end up with the flu are people who got the flu shot. The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday approved the U.S. Approved the U.S. first flu shot that uses mRNA technology, MFLUCIVA, from drug maker Moderna. The FDA granted approval for two age groups, adults 50 to 65 and adults 65 and up, on the condition that Moderna run an additional clinical trial in the older group, the company said in a release. In a late-stage trial, MFLUCIVA was found to be about 27% more effective than a standard flu shot. Sure, many scientists and public health experts have touted the idea of an mRNA-based flu vaccine, which uses the same messenger RNA platforms as the COVID vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer. That's because mRNA vaccines can be manufactured much faster than traditional vaccines, allowing scientists to better match circulating influenza strains. Now, we have gone over easily over 100 times, maybe even 200, maybe even 300. I don't know. It's been years of doing this. The dangers of mRNA. We've gone over it so many times that I'm not gonna devote this whole video to a bunch of studies on how dangerous mRNA is, because we've dealt with it enough here. You could go and source any of our videos on vaccines. We have delved for years into peer-reviewed studies, the effects of it on heart illness, a heart failure, which we're talking about in some cases up to 600% among people who are injected. Cancer rates are skyrocketing, autoimmune disorders, all these different things, all the symptoms of what they used to call polio, which is now just hidden among about 15 different other illnesses that all involve neurological conditions, which come from autoimmune disorders that come from injections. But Peter McCullough, who I disagree with on many things, by the way, he posted this, and it's interesting. FDA approves Moderna's first ever mRNA flu shot, despite damning data. It says, 75.3% adverse reaction rate among adults under 65 within 7 days. mRNA 1010, it shows 75.3%. Fluzone high dose, 49.3%. It says, 2, severe systemic reactions, 4 times more, so technically 3.94 times higher. Grade 3 systemic reactions, adults over 60 or under 65. So mRNA 1010 again, 6.7%, high dose, 1.7%. And then the 3, no placebo group, the pivotal efficacy trial, P304, used active comparators, not placebo, which again, it's always this way. They don't use placebos. It's non-placebo tested. You know, RFK Jr. was talking a lot about this, by the way, before he was put in office. Approved anyway, it says, our regulatory agents remain captured. We have multiple sources from the FDA and their briefing documents as well, and their studies and more as footnotes at the bottom here. So if you're going to say the FDA, if you're going to go for the mainstream, but then also ignore the FDA themselves saying that it does this, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Nicholas Holscher, who I'm planning to have on the show, he's a doctor. He's an epidemiologist and administrator at the McCullough Foundation. He says, it shows here, FDA approves Moderna's first ever mRNA flu shot despite 75.3% adverse reaction rate. Let's hear what he says in this 1 minute clip.
In a dark day for Maha, the FDA just approved Moderna's first ever mRNA flu shot. I looked at the FDA briefing documents that they approved it for. 75.3% of participants suffered an adverse reaction. Severe systemic reactions were 4 times more common in the mRNA group compared to the comparator group, which was not a placebo group. Was another flu shot, a high-dose traditional flu shot. So we have a 75.3% adverse reaction rate, a 4 times higher severe systemic reaction rate, and 0 placebo groups. And the FDA approved it anyways for adults over 50. This is a grave disappointment, and they remain fully captured. Our regulatory agencies are fully captured.
And there's no doubt about that. Dr. Jane Ruby posted this regarding the new FDA-approved mRNA seasonal flu shots.
After delivery into cells, right, they're admitting there's a transfection. It's injected into your arm. It gets into your system, and then it gets distributed into as many types of cells as it can get into. Don't take it anymore from me. Take it from them. The drug that the FDA just approved today, the mRNA 1010, on behalf of its own company, Moderna, encodes, that's gene changing. That's gene interaction. Encodes for the full length HA glycoprotein of the three influenza strains. After delivery into cells, the mRNA serves as a template for the synthesis of the intended proteins. They mean the intended proteins that your body is going to be directed to make. You should be mad.
Yep.
Should be damn mad.
Yeah, we have here further evidence of gene editing technology within these injections. And we are just on day, as I speak, two of this release. Day two. We all know where we were when we found out the vaccines for COVID, the mRNA shots were released. We saw mass die-off that came from that. How many people are going to be getting their kids mRNA flu shots? Now, there's a lot more awake people than there were when it comes to this back in 2020, 2021, of course. So, okay, there'll be some pullback. But let's just finish the job, they'll say. Well, let's just finish a job on these kids. It's fucking horrible. Excuse my language. I know it starts with older adults, but it started with older adults with the COVID vaccines as well. And we saw the wave that came from that. And they're using people like lab rats as per usual. No, nothing new under the sun when it comes to something like this. But enormously dangerous. And to claim that mRNA is anything close to even regular vaccines, which in themselves are dangerous, you know, I'm gonna give a quick shout out here. I don't get paid by this. I just help support them because I like them. You know, back in 2020, Brandy Vaughn, the Merck whistleblower, mysteriously died right in December of 2020, right as the vaccines were coming out, leaving her small child behind. And you know, my friend Tina took over learntherisk.org, which she had started, and I urge people. My wife keeps leaving this piece of paper on my desk here because she doesn't want me to forget if I'm talking about vaccines. Go over to learntherisk.org, and use code WHAM, and you'll get 10% off of purchases of $50 or more over there. They're getting information out to new parents, trying to put up billboards, bus stop ads, etc., to tell people about the dangers of vaccines in general. So that's all forms of vaccines, by the way. And, you know, with this, it just adds more kerosene to the fire when we're dealing with, like, these vaccines. They're already bad. The flu shots were already bad. I remember losing it on my mother in 2009 when they were pushing the H1N1 vaccines and trying to tell her, do not allow my sister to get this, and she ended up getting it. She's awake now. They're all awake now, but it was sad because I did everything I could. You know, I think back to 2006 when I got my last flu shot. I was 12 years old in 2006. Yes, I am young. I'm a veteran of this, though, because that was one of the things that led me to, that woke me up. It was that and Ron Paul and economic policies and stuff back in 2006 that woke me up. So it's been 20 years of this research now. And in 2006, I remember getting, I was at school, I was running track and field, I was winning medals, I was doing really well, and then one day, I end up getting, my teachers all say, hey, you have to go into this other classroom that's empty and get a flu shot. And I just thought, okay, I thought, you know, I was 12, I thought, oh, my parents must have approved of this, whatever. There's no verbalizing this, like, they didn't tell any parents about this that I found out about. I go into this room, they inject me, and I went from running track and field and being really good at running and all that kind of stuff to that night waking up gasping for air. I couldn't breathe for almost 5 minutes, and I was rushed to the hospital by my father. And I get to the hospital, and they say, "Oh, you have asthma now. You have asthma." And I'm like, "I just have asthma?" And yeah, you have asthma now. Now, asthma is an autoimmune disorder. There's absolutely 0% chance it did not come from the flu shot. And it's been torturing me ever since. I've had pneumonia multiple times. You probably see me cough all the time on video. It's been something that I've been fighting for a long time. Now, a lot of people say there are ways to get to cure asthma and stuff. And some people have mentioned Dr. Andrew Kaufman and Tom Cowan talking about this kind of stuff. I have to look into it. But or maybe it was Brian Artis. I can't remember who was. But anyway. And yeah, sure. But like the point is, that is one of the things that woke me up. It was that flu shot. And now adding mRNA to an already existing dangerous, poison, this chemistry that's put into your body, putting in self, well, it's not self-amplifying, but they are fast-tracking that, but putting in self-assembling and, of course, and we know the issue of this gene therapy technology, which will manipulate your genes forever. We've seen people go completely crazy after getting injected. We've seen the myocarditis. We've seen the pericarditis. We've seen the cancer. We've seen all this kind of stuff. Adding that to an already existing dangerous, and I don't want to call it a medication, dangerous poison is, well, it's pure evil. And we're living with hell on earth here. The Defender reports, bad idea, Moderna launches mRNA cancer vaccine trial as experts warn of risk. I recently reported on this. So let's see, I think when did I comment on this? It's been a while because, we do so many videos. And let me see. mRNA cancer vaccines are here 16 days ago. It's crazy how fast this stuff is moving. Considering the so-called MAHA movement. I urge people to check out my video, and with that, check out my vaccine birth defects video. Check out my videos with Dr. John Richardson's son, John Richardson Jr., as well, and his grandson, Ryan Richardson. I urge people to check out those videos as potential solutions to these things. But anyway, yes, they are pushing all this stuff while claiming that they are making America healthy again, while pushing glyphosate and all this other horrible, horrible stuff as rare cancer fears grip OC community. We got, the glyphosate issue across the board with a Tennessee teen drenched in glyphosate, spent next 7 years fighting massive alien tumor. Absolutely horrific stuff. So we see some good stories here and there. Australian dad awarded $4.5 million for COVID vaccine injury. The point is, this stuff continues. mRNA flu shots, mRNA cancer vaccines. As Maria Z on X wrote, mRNA is a biodigital convergence weapon. Very interesting comment by her. I've been on her show a couple times. A very interesting person. Now, Nicholas Holscher again was on Ask Dr. Drew, and he was asked about a lot of these things, not necessarily the flu shot, but about mRNA. And he found Pfizer mRNA SV40 and spike proteins in a vaccine injured man 3.6 years after his last COVID shot. I mean, this is stuff that amplifies in your system. Listen to this short clip from Ask Dr. Drew with, again, Nicholas Holscher, an epidemiologist.
We found circulating Pfizer mRNA in his exosomes 3.6 years after his last shot. And we also found plasmid DNA from the manufacturing process SV40 ORI segments, as well as the spike expression segments in his skin, in his Grover's disease area. He developed this skin disease after the shots. And we also found vaccine spike protein and no nucleocapsid in this skin area as well. 3.6 years after his last shot, he suffered from myocarditis, pulmonary embolism, multi-system vaccination syndrome, neurological adverse events as well. And so the fact that we are finding this material 43 months after the last shot means we were lied to completely. We were told it would stay in the arm, it would degrade within weeks, that was wrong, and we expect lawsuits to begin to flood in.
Crazy stuff. Now, we have this, and it's interesting. Mr. Sausage on X posted this. I think I follow them. Yeah, I follow them. And they follow us. Okay, cool. The real purpose of mRNA mass injections is not to save lives, but to normalize a new pharma market of mRNA gene modifications because the patent of normal medicines are all expiring and pharma profits nosediving. They don't care if you die. Listen to this from the World Economic Forum.
So this is a precision tool that now allows us to take this protein RNA complex and introduce it into cells or tissues to correct mutations at sites where we know there's a deleterious change in the genetic code. So I wanted to show you an example of how this can be utilized. This protein complex can actually be injected directly into fertilized eggs of a mouse. And in the experiment, you'll see we're targeting a gene that is responsible for the black coat color in mice. And so normally these mice have beautiful glossy black coats. And once we make this targeted change, we then implant these edited eggs back into a female mouse. And when she gives birth to pups, you'll see that the pups are now mostly white. And the remarkable thing about this experiment is that when these mice grow up, you can test them and show that every cell in the body has this single genetic change that gives rise to the white coat color, but otherwise they're absolutely normal. So they are normal mice, no mutations elsewhere in the genome.
Imagine what they can do to us without us knowing at this point. I mean, it's sick. It's sick. They are playing God with nature.
This is a type of experiment that used to take at least a year to create a mouse like this, and now it can be done in a few weeks and by people that don't have to have special expertise. So this is a technology it's been very exciting over the last 2.5 years to see this technology taking off. These are publications in the science.
So this is over 10 years old. Imagine this is at the World Economic Forum 11 years ago by the looks of it. Yeah, 2015. So yeah, my goodness. Imagine what they have now, and imagine what they did with those COVID injections, my friends. And imagine what they're doing with the gene editing tools of the mRNA flu shots.
Scientific literature, it's been sort of exponential growth of publications, people using this technology for all sorts of applications. And so some of these include making changes, targeted genetic changes in plants, in fungi, in animals that are important agriculturally, in animals that are important to us as pets, and also in thinking about human health, also to do things like make changes in stem cells, which are cells that can give rise to new organs. Also to make changes in animals that are important as models of human disease, such as mice and monkeys. And we think within the not too distant future, it will be possible to actually use this technology to make changes in humans.
Absolutely sick stuff, my friends. Absolutely sick stuff. Exactly what Mr. Sausage on X was saying. Just not to save lives, but to normalize a new pharma market of mRNA gene modifications because the patents of normal medicines are all expiring. This is, and it's not about profits, though, as much. It's actually, I think it's a mass human sacrifice. I think this is a spiritual thing for these sick, sick people. But this is happening as we get some hopium, you know. Oh, the Senate committee votes to hold Fauci in contempt. Fauci pled the fifth, 111 times? And, you know, his lawyer was kicked out. People wanted me to report on it at the time. I was reporting on more important things because I don't think... Look, I loved Dr. Ron Paul, Rand Paul's father. He's been on the show many times. And I'm happy to see Dr. Anthony Fauci face any of the crimes that he has committed over time. And there's be justice for it. Of course, that's what I want. I don't see that happening anytime soon as far as what we're witnessing here. He is a fraudulent liar. There's no doubt about that. But like at the same time, we have this idea that, and it's a bait and switch. They say, Fauci, he was creating COVID in a lab in China, whatever, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and was heavily involved in gain of function tests. And I just want to clear the air on that. Again, I've done it many times before, but I don't buy this at all. It's not a naturally occurring thing. It's not an artificial thing. I don't think COVID exists. There's no evidence. SARS-CoV-2 has never been isolated from a single human being ever. It's only been cultured in Vero monkey kidney cells and compared to a computer simulation. They threw a bunch of antibiotics at a petri dish, and then they compared it to a computer simulation. Then used polymerase chain reaction test, PCR test, in order to test for something that PCR test cannot test for. They test for basically a certain temperature pattern. So with their echoing effect, which again is like usually 40 cycles or more when it's supposed to be 25, as Fauci himself said, anything over 25 doesn't work. They were misdiagnosing people as just by saying it's positive, but positive for what? Well, it's not specifically COVID. It's not specifically the flu. It's a whole area of illness. And so, and people, by the way, could just not be ill and get false positives at 40 cycles or more because it'll test you and find matter in your system that is from an illness that you had 5-10 years ago. So I don't buy this. Where were the deaths in 2020? We saw more deaths in 2018 generally from illness, all forms. And then in 2020, we saw, you know, an issue of people losing their taste and smell, which we've seen in the past, but more so in that year. But it was also the same year that the United Nations had an official program, which we've reported on and showed in depth, with countries like Spain and others to mass spray the skies with heavy metals to, quote unquote, combat COVID, which in turn actually just led to, I mean, one of the number one causes of loss in taste and smell is heavy metal poisoning. It's and then the deaths ticked up on week 21 of 2021, which happened to be the week of the emergency use authorization for the injection. So again, this thing, oh, well, a gain of function testing, Fauci doing all this, creating COVID. Well, where was COVID? Where was COVID? You can't have it be them faking numbers and all this with all these tests and not isolating it and then have a bunch of deaths at the same time. It doesn't make any sense. Where's the emergency if there was no increase overall in death? But flu deaths magically disappeared off of the statistics. Again, I said at the time the next steps were going to be, well, obviously, climate lockdowns and technocracy and all that kind of stuff, which is obviously the case, and we're seeing that now, but also to bring in further mRNA injections to keep topping off on top of the COVID injections. So cancer vaccines. Everyone's getting cancer from mRNA. We better bring out a cancer vaccine so people feel better. But it's so insane. And then, of course, flu shots. mRNA flu shots. Of course. They're talking about mRNA measles shots. They're talking about mRNA bird flu shots. And this dangerous eugenics operation continues in a big way, despite so-called MAHA, which is absolutely ridiculous in the first place. I've been saying that all along. And people said, oh, well, I'm black-pilled, I'm negative. No, people have hopium. It's a dangerous drug. You don't want to have no faith at all, but you don't want to have so much hope that it's like it's intoxicating. You have to be realistic. Oh, yeah, the government's going to come in and stop the evils of the government. Like, people have been praying and asking for that since ancient Greece. And voting for new haircuts because of it. It's not going to change anything. The solution isn't you going out and voting or even protesting. The solution is withdrawal from the system that they suck your blood from. The system that people are dependent on. Grocery stores, bank accounts, the public health system. And, you know, as I close this off, of course, first of all, obviously do not allow your children to get this stuff. Stand up, fight it. But there's so many options out there for people to take care of their own health. I again urge people to check out my link for Frontier Farm, linked in the description for chlorine dioxide. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and save a bunch of money on your order. I highly recommend this. If you're sick, check out the nasal care stuff. I mean, it's amazing stuff. I absolutely love chlorine dioxide, so go and check it out. And of course, as I said before, our link for rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Use code Josh, J-O-S-H, to save money on your order. Don't depend on the food system. Go and check out our link for heavensharvest.com/WAM, W-A-M, and use code WAM to get 25% off on your order. I highly recommend this. I mean, I can't say it enough. This is one of the biggest ways you could save yourself from the reset. Food is the biggest investment you can make in life. So there's long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Again, use code WHAM over there for 25% off. We have ways to escape the medical system, or even if you don't have a doctor, I always say ditch your doctor, but a lot of you don't have one. But for a naturopath that is a longevity expert and someone that looks at real natural ways to fix issues, I urge people to check out our link for www.livelongerformula.com/WHAM, W-A-M, where you can work with Christian Yordanov, a good friend of ours. We've had him on the show many times. He does amazing work. And he's a functional health practitioner. He can help you with a lot of things. And by the way, you can get his instant access to his free masterclass when you sign up through us. Let him know that he found him at WHAM, W-A-M. You could also get a metabolic function assessment free with signing up through us. And this allows you to actually have a session with him before you pay any money. And I highly recommend people go and check that out. So that's livelongerformula.com/WHAM, W-A-M. Take charge of your health, my friends. We have our link for Medicamentum Authentica, Shilajit Mushrooms from Dr. Andrew Kaufman. Use code WHAM10, W-A-M-1-0, to save 10% on your order of Shilajit Mushrooms. And I'm going to interview him soon on this. Amazing stuff. The link is in the description. We have Wave Watch, where you can get, you know, it's like a Rife machine on your wrist. Fight back against the bad frequencies out there. Endorsed by Dr. Brian Artis and Dr. Motley, there's 1,250 embedded acoustical sound frequencies in this. If you use code WHAM, W-A-M, you'll get over $100 off. There's no EMF exposure, no Bluetooth, no Wi-Fi, nothing like that. It helps you improve sleep, fight pain, detox, help you de-stress. It gives you energy in the day. I mean, it's amazing stuff. I urge people to go and check that out. And finally, we have our link for vni.life/WHAM, W-A-M, and there you can find a bunch of super supplements, but also Protovite, which is amazing. You'll save money if you use code WHAM15, W-A-M-1-5. And there, Protovite, I highly recommend people go and check this out through our link, of course. If you've seen the before and after before, I don't know. I want to always remind people about it anyway, because look at this. This is the before. You could see the red blood cells have lost their negative charge. There's a lot of them was clotting there. You could see white blood cells are tiny. Well, let's look at what happens 5 minutes after taking Protovite. Red blood cells freely flowing. The restored negative charge is there. White blood cells are four times their size. This is just in 5 minutes of taking Protovite. So I highly recommend people go and check that out. Again, that's code WHAM15, W-A-M-1-5. Linked in the description. As always, help support us if you can. GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, and Subscribestar. We cannot do it without you, my friends. So thank you to those who've donated every week. Sunday at 2 p.m. PDT, we do our live show, and the only way to get the replays is exclusively on Patreon and Subscribestar when you pledge $5 a month or more. So we highly recommend that. We appreciate it. We need it with our algorithmic suppression. Of course, you can find our PayPal address, ancientwonderstelevision@gmail.com, in the description. We have a Bitcoin address that you can scan on the screen here or check out in the description in text form. We have a CoinTree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. And of course, we have our Teespring store with a bunch of merchandise that helps support us as well. Find us on Telegram, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigerson, and on the Bad Guys, TikTok, and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify, where, of course, we're banned. No shock there. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, my friends, live freely, live by example. This is Josh Sigerson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.